particular file is actually probably a little too detailed. We don't need to go through it in much detail. One issue for large-scale computing is parallelism, and what this file states is that if you look at the classes of applications that need parallelism, you can classify them into four areas, which areas aren't terribly important for this lecture. You will find that those four areas, Fortran supports parallelism naturally in none of them. Java supports parallelism in three of them, namely which are all the coarse grain type areas. And there's the one area where neither supports parallelism is so-called data parallelism, which is actually the most important. But Fortran has to be extended in to get data parallelism, either by using message passing or by using so-called data parallel constructs. And so Java needs to be extended in the same fashion, but Fortran had to be extended anyway. So I would claim that when you look at parallelism, Java is either equal to Fortran or better, because through the thread mechanism, the applet mechanism, and the object mechanism, it already has a lot of parallelism built in, which parallelism is not in Fortran at all.